You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back in. It's the morning shift. Mike Alibo, the commissioner. Gordon Robinson, Dylan back at the studio hanging out. Going to wake up call here in just 1 second. We are live from Publix.
What's the address again?
It is 2451 Cumberland Parkway.
Hey, man, we're kind of tucked back here. If you guys are listening and want to stop by, just look around the corner. You can't miss Plato, the big dinosaur, the Publix mascot up in here. We've had a couple listeners stop by. Appreciate everybody for coming to hang out, man. It's always a bundle of fun, and it's just another day like that. So we're going to get the wake-up call, like I said, here in 2 seconds. Allie, we had a couple interesting things. I had somebody just text me, and I don't want to out his name.
Yeah.
Let's just call him Jay.
Okay.
And he was like, reclining your chair on a plane is a lot like passing wind in public. He said, you have to do it really slowly. Don't be abrupt, and just keep calm and cool until the end. And if you can stay calm and cool till the end, nobody will notice.
Well, then you got to pray it don't smell.
Yeah. Well, and like I said, man, it's you know, it's one of those things. That could also go in the category of things you try to hide from your significant other.
I suppose so.
You know what I mean? Like if you just let it happen and it's abrupt and loud, then they're probably going to have an issue with it. But
yeah, I've definitely blamed it on Melrose before.
Yeah, for sure.
Already.
I blame my dog. I'm like, man,
well,
Charlie,
yeah.
That was out of hand, buddy.
All dogs get blamed for that. I feel like in the last couple days, we've talked about bodily functions a little bit too much.
Yeah,
there's
like,
been boogers.
Should move on.
There's been farts. It's too early for that.
It's too early for that, you know, especially in this setting. Move on very quickly from that. But anyways, 404-726-0929. We'll get the wake-up call in just 1 second. We've been talking about Falcons-Cardinals all day. We'll get everybody's thoughts on that game coming up this weekend. We are talking to Dave Archer coming up here in just over 15 minutes, so that'll be a good conversation. I want to talk to Archbo about exactly what you brought up earlier about Kirk Cousins, talking about how offenses have changed and how you've gone from splitting the field in half and having two on this side, two on that side. One's a single high, one's a split safety, checking the ball down. Like, I'm curious what the lineage was of facing defenses in Arch's day, because – obviously, there's a gap there between when Arch played and when Kirk Cousins first started playing against these defenses. I'm sure Arch has a unique perspective on that.
Hey, what'd you think of the Seattle's helmets last night, too?
Or their jerseys.
Yeah. I mean, I thought they were pretty cool. They almost, like, changed – the helmets changed colors.
I'm just following along, Mike. You got to follow the trail.
What just happened? She just asked this man a long, drawn-out question, and somehow it just never even landed in his brain.
Was that a question for me? You wanted to ask Arch about it.
This is how this works usually on radio. Yeah, we talk to each other about stuff.
You tell me that you said you wanted to ask Arch that question. I'm not qualified to answer that.
You were
that.
Excited earlier about the video and Kirk's breaking down the split safeties and everything else. I thought it was really cool.
I'm curious. Said you wanted to ask Arch about that.
Yeah.
I can't answer it.
Gordon's dying over there laughing
at us. What was I supposed to say?
Anyways, you know what?
For the record, I also enjoyed the uniforms.
Let's just go. Dylan,
hold on a second. Dylan, be the tiebreaker here.
It's no tiebreaker.
I heard everything Mike said.
Yeah.
But he said he wanted to talk to Arch about that and how it's changed when Arch was playing. What was I supposed to answer?
Yeah, it was really cool. I'm sure he has a unique
perspective. I bet Arch has perspective on that.
It could be a softer transition between that and the helmet.
Yeah. All right, Dylan, let's do this thing. Yes, there could have been a softer transition between the two, Bo, and I just wanted to get your thoughts on the Kirk Cousins video more than anything, because and the reason that he was even asked about it is because Josh Allen talked about it this week as well, the difference between, you know, what it used to be, and I'll give my perspective on this because I was thinking about it from an offensive line perspective. You know, offenses, when I was playing in college and in the NFL as well, you relied on the defense to give you a certain structure. You know what I mean? Like, you relied on the defense to be able to come out and say, hey, you know, it's a four-down look. That guy's the Mike linebacker, which means that guy's the same, which means that guy's the Will. It's a seven-man box. Like, sometimes you'd go nickel and one of those guys would split out. When you look at the defenses now, I'm always curious to think about – I watch Ryan Neusel pre-snap, and I'm like, man, who's he – do you even point the mic anymore? Because there's so many different players. You don't even know who plays linebacker. There's three defensive tackles on this side of the center. There's one defensive end or an outside linebacker way on the other side. It's such a – it's all so mixed up that I'm not sure how they identify it even more anymore, and I'm not sure how they communicate it to the quarterback.
I was trying to have this conversation with a guy, a Shador fan, on Twitter the other day about the wristband. And he was like, well, the wristband, they're sitting around plays. And I was like, well, we're talking about a protection issue, though, and sliding protection. Yeah, but the plays, you're telling me the plays aren't important. I said, no, what I'm telling you is understanding your protection and setting that up with your offensive line is as important of a thing as anything for a quarterback. Because that's you might not know the coverage, but you got to know who's coming and when they're coming. Because if they're coming after you and you don't slide that – you slide the protection the wrong way, you're like Anthony Richardson in that preseason game.
Yeah, it's exactly right. And you only have five blockers on the offensive line. You can add in a sixth. You can add in a seventh. You can do whatever you want to. But you better know the numbers game, and you better know where your weakness is. The problem is people look at it and they just do a number. They say, oh, man, we got five blockers. They're rushing five. But it's not how it works. You can't walk up to the line of scrimmage and go, oh, it's just five plus five. Like, she'll be able to figure that out. Because if I'm an offensive lineman, I can't go left and then redirect to the right and have a good block. You know what I mean? If there's somebody on my left shoulder and somebody on my right shoulder, I'm not going to, you know, just bounce back and forth and be able to get that done. So that's exactly what I saw in the Indianapolis Colts thing with Anthony Richardson, like you're talking about. And there is some, you know, when young quarterbacks come in, that's why the first thing that happens is, you know, look at a guy like a Todd Bowles. They're going to line up a bunch of people on the line of scrimmage. They're going to give you the most confusing look possible because odds are, you didn't go through college looking at some of those defenses and those structures. Now, on the flip side of it, the defensive coordinators have to be able to coach the guys to get back to their assignment. If you're going into zone coverage, boy, if you're dropping everybody back out, they better get there in a hurry. So that's always going to be one of the difficulties with that. But, you know, I think it was a really interesting cut in how excited Kirk Cousins got to talk about it. Do you remember the Bill Belichick talking about the long snappers a couple of years ago?
The specialization of a long snapper.
He went on an 8-minute tirade about the specialization of a long snapper. That's the look that Kirk had in his face talking about the defense.
That was before he hit puberty, apparently, and turned into a teenager again.
Oh, yeah, Bill. I thought you were talking about Kirk. I was like, what do you mean?
I thought Belichick.
I was like, Kirk looks old. What are you talking
Belichick's,
about?
Now he's at cheerleading competitions. That's all he cares about.
Yeah.
It's crazy the transition this man's gone through.
And you mentioned the breakdown that Kirk Cousins had the other day. I think it was Joe Patrick that was like, when he becomes an analyst, like, how long do you think it will take for him to set up some sort of broadcast deal? Because he truly could be great at that.
Yeah, I don't know. I hope very quickly. And I love getting into the weeds of football like that. I know Bo feels the same way. Arch feels the same way. There was a video that I watched. There was an hour-long video of Kirby and Glenn Schumann the other day that I watched. And it was them at a coaching clinic breaking down how the scouting of defenses changed from the time that Kirby got to Alabama, where you ran a 3-4 front and it was just always 3-4. You had a head up to the tackle and a zero nose and everybody's two gapping. And he kind of did a structure of those defenses, the heights and weights of those defensive fronts. And then he compared it to what Georgia was later on down the road, you know, 2017, 2018, those Georgia defenses. And it was like guys that I'm familiar with, Blaun McLean, 6'3", 265 playing middle linebacker because you had to take on the guard.
Yeah.
And then it flip it over to Roquan, and he's talking about Roquan Smith, and he's like, Roquan played wide receiver in high school. He's like, Roquan, you know, Roquan's going to play middle linebacker at 218, 220, and be really good and play a long time in the NFL. It's just a completely different defensive structure, and it's so fun to kind of watch the chess pieces be switched.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And you look at different defensive lines in the NFL. Like, look at how Nate Landman plays linebacker, and he's a good linebacker in L.A.
That's a great point.
Because of the defensive line play and how they attack differently than the way the Atlanta one is, and the skill set you need to play the position here. It feels like everybody's still crying over Landman leaving, but Devon Diablo is doing things that Landman can't do because that's what this defense calls for. It is interesting to go back and look at like some of those evolutions of kind of the position. I mean the radio booth that we have works like this. Something happens in the game and we go to break and I go, hey, is this what happened? And he goes, well, yeah. And then yada 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 yada, but it's extremely detailed and basically took my simplistic view of what happened and explained it in a detailed, you know, like it's almost like being in chemistry class, right?
Yeah, exactly right.
And so
that's exactly right.
And so it's what the radio, it's so to your point, Allie, about like Kirk becoming an analyst, you know, right now Matt Ryan
analyst
could be doing exactly that, but and I think he's going to be in a booth this week with
one of the McCourties
or somebody, but he could be giving some of that in the booth, but he's not. He's on a show with like six other people, which I despise that they put him on there. But it was what everyone loved Tony Romo when he first stepped in because he was so into giving all that. And then somewhere someone said, hey, man, less is more. And so now he's given less. And now you got website saying, well, he's regressed as an analyst.
The Romo thing, he regressed to me because analyst. He kept trying to call out plays. You know what I mean? I was like, dude, I know that you know what's coming. I don't need you to tell me on the broadcast it's coming. You know what I mean?
Well, I like it when they're bringing pressure. Like
yeah,
Art
exactly.
does a really good job
exactly.
of look for this or they're coming pressure. He did get a little smartest guy in the world, kind of in the room type situation. But I think it's very important. Like look out for pressure here, or you know I think that's really good.
I picture you in the booth. My wife one time asked me what an RPO was. I went into like a 15-minute.
How soon did her eyes glaze over?
Within two.
Yeah.
But I was like, I'm gonna finish my spiel. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like,
would you say you like, mansplained, Mike? Would you say you mansplained?
Mansplained?
No, I don't. No, I don't. That's not mansplaining.
No, that's different.
That's getting excited about something that you don't think the person asking cares about to me, overboard.
To me, mansplaining is explaining in detail something that she already knows.
Yeah. That's what it
that's
is.
What yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Mansplain
yeah, yeah.
how to open up
she
this bottle
know
of
what
lemonade.
An RPO
yeah,
was.
It's when yeah. somebody can do something, but you think there's a better way to do it.
Abe mansplains really? Things to me.
Abe mansplains.
So I can't even imagine.
Abe literally mansplained how hydration works to a man who created a hydration company. So
a former professional quarterback.
Yeah. Well, when you hydrate, you really want to do it like this. And me and Allie are sitting there like, holy hell.
What's happening?
Allie turns to me and she goes, hey, I'm confused. Is he explaining to Matt Flynn how hydration works? And I go, yeah, that's exactly what's happening right now.
Oh, man.
I also have to point out a phenomenon that just happened. We had a lovely listener just say analyst while Dylan said analyst. And we got tweeted analyst at the exact same time.
Love it.
So on that note, coming up next, we've got Dave Archer, Atlanta Falcons radio analyst.
Analyst.
Joining us to talk about this Sunday's game next with the morning shift. We are live from Publix at Paces Ferry Center on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.